live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, substantial damages have been awarded to the family of a soldier killed in the Hyde Park bombing. It follows the High Court judge ruling which determined John Downey was an active participant in the bombing. There's been a slight rise in the number of COVID-19 clusters recorded in the Republic. Meanwhile, 8 COVID-related deaths and 510 new cases of the virus have been confirmed in the north. Illegal drugs with an estimated value of €72,300 destined for Donegal have been seized in Dublin. And there's a call for the government to invest in an air bridge solution to deal with the impact of Brexit on the transportation of goods. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there could be enough doses of a coronavirus vaccine to protect 2,500 people as part of the first delivery. The chair of the government's high-level task force says doses will be shipped here in batches of around 5,000. The Pfizer jab, which could be approved by European regulators next week, requires people to get two doses. Professor Brian McCrath says one or two shipments might arrive in Ireland before the new year, but no details have been confirmed.
The only strong indication we have is that a small supply of initial quantity of vaccines is likely to be delivered before the end of December to us. There are indicative amounts, but those have changed over the period of the last number of weeks as other circumstances have changed.
Well, officials are still working out the details of how vaccine certificates might work, but say it shouldn't be seen as an immunity passport. The certs will prove you've been given the jab, but HSE Chief Clinical Officer Colm Henry says it's not clear if a vaccine would reduce transmission of the virus.
We do not have information on this yet, and that's information that will evolve and will inform what a vaccination certificate actually means in terms of for an individual and for wider society in terms of the social restrictions that are in place.
Meanwhile, there's been a slight rise in the number of COVID-19 clusters recorded in the Republic. The HSE was notified of 410 outbreaks in the week to December the 12th, which is 58 more than the previous week. Niall Colbert reports.
This cluster report looks at the first full week since Level 5 restrictions were lifted. It covers December 5th, the day after gastropubs and restaurants were allowed to reopen, to the 12th of December. It shows 410 clusters were recorded in those 7 days. It's an increase of 58 on the week beforehand. A cluster is where two or more COVID-19 cases are confirmed in a single setting. Private homes remain the setting with the greatest number of these. 328 family outbreaks were noted last week. It's almost 100 more than a fortnight ago when Level 5 restrictions were fully in place. 9 workplace outbreaks were also confirmed last week, along with 19 in schools. 5,703 clusters remain open in the Republic.
There have been a further 8 COVID-related deaths in the north and 510 new cases. It brings the death toll in Northern Ireland to 1,143. The total number of people who have tested positive for coronavirus in Northern Ireland now stands at 59,631 since the start of the pandemic. The family of one of the 4 soldiers killed in the Hyde Park bombing in July 1982 has been awarded £715,000 in damages. The ruling followed a civil case brought against Donegal man John Downey, who a High Court judge ruled last year was an active participant in the bombing. The court awarded the sum in cash to Sarah Jane Young, daughter of Lance Corporal Geoffrey Young. There's a call for the government to invest in an air bridge solution to deal with the impact of Brexit on the transportation of goods. Cargo Logistics told a transport committee today that Shannon Airport is the most suited location for a cargo flight service. It says this is an opportunity to show the world that Ireland is open for business and it could create thousands of jobs. Chief Executive of Cargo Logistics, Kieran O'Callaghan, says it would be a smart move.
The solution is a cargo air bridge service into Liège, bypassing the UK, which will provide speed, reliability and autonomy to our air freight model and ultimately our supply chain. The investment in the cargo air bridge service not only solves a Brexit problem, but also enhances Ireland's value proposition to prospective FDI and Irish Indigenous entrepreneurship.
Up to 10,000 people who are living in the Republic and driving on a Northern Irish or UK driver's licence have still not applied to change it. They are being reminded that their existing licence will not allow them to drive here after December the 31st. More than 60,000 of these drivers have applied to swap their licence for an Irish one since 2019. The Road Safety Authority's Brian Farrell says it's vital that all affected drivers get a valid driving licence urgently.
They need to exchange it immediately as their UK Northern Ireland licence will not be valid to drive here after the 31st of December. The mechanism that allows for European countries to exchange each other's licences expires on the 31st of December. If you're living in Ireland, you hold a UK Northern Ireland licence, you will no longer be valid to drive on that licence after that date.
Illegal drugs with an estimated value of €72,300 destined for Donegal have been seized at a meal centre in Dublin. The drugs were seized as a result of routine profiling and with the assistance of a detector dog. Greg Hughes has more.
Revenue officers at Dublin Mail Centre seized a total of 3.6 kilograms of herbal cannabis with an estimated value of €72,300 yesterday. The drugs were discovered in a number of parcels that originated from the United States and were declared as items such as sweaters, plastic ornaments, wedding invitations and a makeup stand. The parcels were destined for addresses in Donegal, Dublin, Galway, Limerick and Kerry. Investigations are ongoing. The seizures are part of Revenue's ongoing operations targeting the importation of illegal drugs. Revenue is also reminding businesses or members of the public that if they have any information regarding smuggling, they can contact them in confidence on the confidential phone number 1800 295 295.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information following the theft of a white Citroën Berlingo van from the New Mills area yesterday. The vehicle with a registration of 131DL2867 was stolen from the Glenkira area at around 7:30 in the morning. It's believed the van may have then travelled in the direction of Fintown or Broca. The owner of the van, which contains a number of valuable work tools, has offered a reward for its return. On today's Nigel Noon Show, he too appealed to anyone who may have seen the van to come forward.
The house is off the road. It's off the main Churchill Road.
Yeah, it's a bit peculiar, isn't it?
It's about 200 metres or 300 metres off the road.
Mm.
And he walked, if they walked up or whatever, they walked past a vehicle or two vehicles to get to my van. I think myself that the van is parked up somewhere or they threw her off or something like that. And maybe you know yourself, there was a lot of things going on yesterday.
There sure was, yeah.
And the van could be left lying anywhere with all the commotion that was going on. So she had to be lying somewhere. That's what I'm hoping. And there's a lot of people around, a lot on Facebook, but there's a lot of people that might be on Facebook and might hear today that she's actually in that van lying somewhere. And the thing about the van is times the alarm system would go off on her when you're driving in the road and you'd have to stop and take out the key and unlock her and lock her again and the alarm will go off. If you don't know about it, you'll not know how to turn it off. If anybody was on the road and might have seen a van with the alarm going off or the indicators flashing, you know, anything small could ring a bell with anybody. There's a mud flap missing on the back of her and she scraped at the passenger side beside the front window where she was damaged before. If anybody has any details or anything small that could help, it'd be great.
Donegal has received the highest allocation of LEADER funding nationwide. Over €1 million was to be allocated to the county under the LEADER programme, which will come into effect in April 2021. The programme aims to support job creation, foster and encourage entrepreneurship, and encourage rural communities across Donegal to build on their existing strengths and assets. Councillor Marshall McDermott says the funding will be vital to groups to get back on their feet next year.
Great to see that the allocation now to extend the programme into 2021, because the current programme runs out now on the 31st of December 2020. And it's great to see that there's extra allocation now, and Donegal is getting the highest allocation at nearly 1.2 million out of the whole country. And it's great. It's a credit to the local development company and the work that's done by the council and by the implementing partners around the county to have all our money spent here in Donegal and be in a position to take another 1.2 million to the local community groups here in Donegal for next year.
And quite a timely announcement in the mouth of Christmas, and after such a horrendous year for many, there is a silver lining in the new year.
Absolutely, because as you know yourself, Catherine, there's a lot of community groups out there and a lot of community centres out there, and you know, the community got a bad hit in 2020, and it's really going to be a tight year to get back up and running again. And this opens the door, at least, for community groups and for community centres to get back on board and get in contact with their local implementing partners here in Inishowen and in Letterkenny and the west of the county to try and get a bit of funding for 2021 and get the doors back open again and get their businesses back up and running again and get work going in the community, because it's vital that the community element is not lost here. And that's the big part of any area, is what happens within the community. And I think that, you know, that announcement today that Donegal is getting the 1.2 million, that this programme is going to run on now into 2021, and that the funding is also going to be given to the implementing partners to keep them going in 2021 as well. I think it's a brilliant outcome for us here in Donegal.
A Donegal mother who lost her entire family in a tragedy earlier this year is urging other families to realise how precious life is. On a stormy night on August the 20th, Geraldine Mullen and her family were driving home to Moville when their car left the road and entered the waters of Loch Foyle at Quigley's Point. While Geraldine was rescued, her husband John, 49, and their children Tomás, 14, and Amelia, 6, died. Speaking on RTE Primetime last night, Mrs. Mullen asked others to take the time to tell their loved ones how much they love them this Christmas.
If my Christmas present to John, Tomás, and Amelia is that more kids get hugs and kisses from their mums and dads, if more people tell their loved ones that they love each other, because I didn't know the 20th of August was going to be the last day I got to tell John, Tomás, and Amelia I love them. So my message is just simple. Just remember how precious life is. Cherish every moment and tell the ones you love them.
The HSE has announced that the new contract for the helicopter service to Tory Island has been awarded to Executive Helicopters Maintenance Limited. A long-standing arrangement has been in place to provide a helicopter service for transporting the GP, public health nurse and other HSE primary care staff to the island for planned healthcare provision. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The new contract will come into effect from January the 1st and the helicopter will be stationed in Fulcara. The HSE say they have prioritised Tory Island in ensuring minimum disruption to services following the UK's exit from the European Union. John Hayes, Chief Officer of CHO Area 1, says as an island, Tory's remoteness presents daily challenges, not just for the people who live there, but for the HSE in its ability to deliver quality health services to the island population of 150. He says they are fully committed to continually rising to the challenge and serving the health needs of the residents of Tory Island.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. For the Donegal fan who can't make it home this Christmas, why not send them a Donegal GAA Ultimate Supporters gift box? See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with cross-channel soccer. Looks like Sam Allardyce is expected to be named as the new West Brom manager after reportedly agreeing verbally to take up the position. The Premier League strugglers sacked Savan Bilic earlier today after 18 months in charge. The Croat got West Brom promoted to the Premier League, but they've won just one league game since July. Well, the Premier League's top spot is up for grabs at Anfield tonight. Liverpool and Tottenham go into this evening's game level on points at the summit. Spurs pair Harry Kane and Heung-Min Sung have scored 19 times this season. Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp knows they'll need to have a quiet evening.
Harry Kane, in all times when you play at Tottenham, it was always clear you have to make sure that he's not too much involved in the game, but it's difficult. And with Son, it's the same. So the work relationship they have, obviously, in a moment, yeah, it clicked properly.
Spurs, of course, start the night top of the table in goal difference. Boss Jose Mourinho says taking all 3 points would be useful, but nothing more than that.
Doesn't matter the result on Thursday morning, we will be here. And Sunday we'll be playing again to win again. It's not a statement, it's just a match. But I don't hide that we go there and our objective is to win.
Kickoff at Anfield is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, West Ham entertain Crystal Palace and Fulham face Brighton. Southampton will look to inflict more misery on Arsenal when they meet at the Emirates from 6. Leicester welcome Everton to the King Power Stadium and Newcastle travel to Leeds United. The Donegal Under-17 women's side are back in action tonight. They play Sligo Rovers in Sligo. That one starts at 7:30. Donegal go into the game in good form, having beat Bohemians last weekend. On the darts front, Willie O'Connor is through to the second round of the PDC World Championships. The Limerick man beat Niels Zonneveld 3-0 to set up a second round meeting with Derry's Daryl Gurney. That match is tomorrow.
I know what Daryl can do. I know what he's capable of. And in my head, I'm thinking Daryl's going to go up there and average 100 average. And I need to at least match that, if not beat it, to beat Daryl. And if I don't, I'm going home. Daryl is a phenomenal player. He's one of the best players in the world. I'm not saying I'm the best player in the world, but I know I can beat the best player in the world on my day. I'm going in tomorrow to play my best darts. And if it's my day, I'm coming out with the win.
In motorsport, young Donegal rider Rhys Irwin has joined the reigning British Supersport champions Appleyard Macadam Yamaha for 2021. Irwin impressed on his privateer Yamaha in the Supersport and Superstock classes in recent season and took a brilliant second in the Supersport Championship in what was his rookie campaign this year. Rhys is joined in the new look young team by English rider Bradley Pierre. The Circuit of Ireland Rally will return in 2021 to form the opening round of the British Rally Championship. The event was cancelled this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The series next year will feature 7 events across Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. The season will start at the Belfast-based rally on Easter weekend, which is from the 2nd to the 3rd of April. In rugby, Pool B of the Heineken Champions Cup has been turned upside down due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Exeter's game away to Toulouse this Sunday has been cancelled after a number of players and staff at the Premiership club tested positive for the virus. Glasgow's game against Lyon is also off as the Scottish team have been forced to isolate having played Exeter last week. The EPCR will decide on the results of the affected games. Ulster, Munster and Connacht, of course, are all in Pool B as well. Armagh GAA have confirmed the appointment of Kieran Donaghy to the senior county backroom team. The four-time All-Ireland winner with Kerry will work under former international rules teammate Kieran McGinney. And Kerry await the winners of tonight's Munster minor football semi-final. Limerick face Clare at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. That one starts at 7. This coming weekend, the Ulster Championship will resume. Donegal and Tyrone are clashing in a quarter-final on Sunday in Ballybuffet at McCool Park. The match throws in at 1 o'clock and you won't miss a beat from that clash. It's fully live here in Highland as from the 1 p.m. throw-in this Sunday afternoon. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a Donegal deputy has called for another treaty on preventing an increase in nuclear weapons. During a debate on the 50th anniversary of the treaty on the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons, Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil that action needs to be taken to protect against the human and environmental costs of access to them. Deputy Pringle says the focus needs to shift to other issues affecting people.
50 years ago, there was overwhelming agreement around the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. And we have played a very honourable role through Frank Aiken and through the Irish government response in terms of non-proliferation and the banning of nuclear weapons. But still enough progress hasn't been made on disarmament, so we need another treaty. What difference will this make if the 5 nuclear power states, plus whatever others involved in nuclear weaponry, haven't disarmed and abandoned this type of weaponry within 50 years? Why do we think anything will be different now? How many times over the last number of years have we heard about the possibility of an American president launching nuclear weapons? Has anyone ever pictured Homer Simpson in the nuclear plant power in Springfield and thought that perhaps they'd prefer even this fictional character to have access to launch codes? Or Father Dougal looking at the big red don't push button, and that's what comes to mind. In a world of skewed priorities, it's terrible to think of any individual or any country holding that much destructive power. According to the website armscontrol.org, in 2020, the estimated global nuclear warhead inventory showed that there were approximately 13,500 nuclear warheads. In May 2020, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons published a report entitled Enough is Enough. The report showed that 2019 had the highest expenditure on nuclear arms since the height of the Cold War. The conclusion of the ICAN report states that nuclear armed states spent nearly three quarters of $100 billion in 2019 on building and maintaining nuclear warheads and delivery systems. The incalculable human and environmental costs of nuclear weapons only add to this shocking figure. Why, oh why, do we pander to states that prioritise boys playing with their war toys over addressing poverty, exclusion, health, climate change and the well-being of citizens?
Trade unions are recommending that employers should be responsible for paying staff when they first present as unwell. Currently, Irish employers have no obligation to offer sick pay, though the government is considering changing the legislation. Business representatives are concerned about the impact it will have on smaller independent businesses in particular. Dr. Laura Bambrick from ICTU says other countries have successfully implemented sick pay schemes.
Statutory sick pay is normal practice across our European partners, up in Northern Ireland, across in the UK. They also have small businesses. They also have micro businesses. They also have to remain competitive. They also care about absenteeism. And all these matters have been dealt with and dealt with very successfully. And we can learn from that.
Weather now, variable amounts of cloud this evening with scattered showers continuing overnight. Some clear spells will develop later in the night with lowest temperatures of 4 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the family of one of the four soldiers killed in the Hyde Park bombing in July 1982 has been awarded £715,000 in damages. The ruling followed a civil case brought against Donegal man John Downey, who a High Court judge ruled last year was an active participant in the bombing. There's been a slight rise in the number of COVID-19 clusters recorded in the Republic. The HSE was notified of 410 outbreaks in the week to December the 12th, which is 58 more than the previous week. Illegal drugs with an estimated value of €72,300 destined for Donegal have been seized at a meal centre in Dublin. The drugs were seized as a result of routine profiling and with the assistance of a detector dog. And Donegal has received the highest allocation of leader funding nationwide. Over €1 million was to be allocated to the county under the leader programme, which will come into effect in April 2021. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, December the 16th. The death has taken place of Father Patrick McGoldrick, St Orne's Road, Buncrana, and formerly CC Moville. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of St Pius X, Moville, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery, Buncrana. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a wake funeral and burial are private to family only. Family flowers only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam, movilleparish.com. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Neil McBride, formerly of the Glebe Downings. His remains are reposing at his sister Teresa's residence in Glenreagh, Carrigard. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, which can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has occurred of Francis Paul Reynolds at Bogey, Golf Course Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Tolkien, County Leitrim. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Cornwall Cemetery. Funeral cortege will travel through Main Street, Letterkenny. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake, funeral directors. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment is strictly private to family only. The death has occurred of Paul Pablo Peoples, 216 Ardbeathen, St Johnston. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please. Funeral from his late residence on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Beathen's Church, St Johnston, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Mimi McGeehan, Upper Derry's Glenties. Her remains will repose at Chauvelin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, this evening from 7 o'clock until 8:30. Funeral mass in St Connell's Church, Glenties, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Requiem mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Martin Flanagan, 12 Lisnefin Park, Strabane, and formerly of Ballyshannon and Lifford. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Cremation afterwards in Lakelands at Crematorium Cavan. In accordance with current restrictions, the house, funeral and crematorium will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has taken place of Willie McCafferty, formerly Gort McCall, Milford and Terenure, Dublin. Remains will repose at his home in Gort McCall. Requiem mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. Funeral mass can be viewed on Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to St Vincent de Paul Society. And the death has occurred of Francis Joseph Gallagher, Mean Lougher, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page at facebook.com/St Patrick's Crossroads. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to the immediate family only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the local St Vincent de Paul Society, care of any family member.